Returning to the program is Ilya Bodner. He's the Senior Vice President of Business Development at Go Big Media and GoBigNetwork.com. The company was founded in 2005 and is the largest online network that connects entrepreneurs with investors and lenders. Also joining us this morning is the Senior Business Analyst at Go Big Network, Keith Lampe. They're both joining us from their headquarters in Columbus, Ohio, to tell us how the Go Big Network is helping business owners with their own business credit. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to have you both.
Thank you for having us, David.
What do so many business owners just not understand about how important it is to establish business credit?
Right. So a good portion of new business that we have here at Go Big Network is individuals who look for financing, look for investors, look for joint ventures, basically anything outside of going to a bank. We have found over time that the pursuit of finding an investor or finding an angel investor or private equity firm or somewhere that a check could be written to the entrepreneur is a very tough and long journey. And a quicker solution to that is something called business credit, basically the ability to obtain financing through the use of a company's business credit score as opposed to a personal credit score, something that is more and more lending institutions are going towards simply because the FICO score is not a fair evaluator of what the business is capable of paying back. And that's been an interesting and a very successful solution for a lot of the small business owners.
Very good. The Paydex score is something that came up, and that's actually new for me. I haven't been around that idea very much. Tell us, what is the Paydex score? How does it work, and how does it fold into all of this?
Sure. So the company that reports business credit as opposed to personal credit is called Dun & Bradstreet. To take it back a step, we were all familiar with Equifax, Experian, TransUnion. Those are the ones for personal credit.
Yes.
In business credit, for a business's credit score, there's one big single player that, by the name of Dun & Bradstreet. They issue a score, which is similar to a FICO score, but they call it a Paydex score. And they rate the business from 0 to 100, 100 being a perfect risk-free candidate, 0 being really bad. Usually anything over 75 is considered a good candidate for lending.
What was that again, above 75?
Above 75, right.
Okay, so a very different kind of numeric range there than FICO or Experian and these others.
Exactly. So at this point, I'd like to hand this over to Keith. He's our senior business analyst. He deals with business credit building with customers and the lenders on a regular daily basis. And Keith, if you just don't mind stepping in and telling us a little bit more about what business credit is all about, how to build it, what customers are looking for.
Absolutely. The first and I guess most important thing, and Ilya touched on this there in the beginning, is true business credit is completely separating your personal financial situation from your business financial situation. A lot of the clients that I talk to, the first thing they'll say to me is, I have this business idea or I'm trying to start this business, but my personal credit is not where it needs to be. And that, to them, they think that they've come to the end of the road, where for us, that's actually a perfect candidate. The one thing about business credit, you need to establish a true business entity, basically have your business incorporated, file for your EIN or tax ID number through the federal government. And at that point, he had mentioned Dun & Bradstreet, which is the business reporting agency. We go in and get you registered on Dun & Bradstreet, start your business credit profile. From that point, we start to truly build your business credit. One of the things we do is there's several different trade lines that we can start to establish for the person's business. Once those are established, they're in place for a few months, there's a next set of trade lines that we can go into. Basically, what the process does is it's taking that score from zero, getting you to that Paydex score of 75, and then the other piece to the puzzle is creating a certain amount of aggregate credit, if you will, the credit that's been extended to a client. There's certain benchmarks you need to reach in order to go to the next level of opening up different trade lines. and we take you to the different benchmarks. We guide the client through the entire process, pretty much holding their hand along the way. The client is never left asking, okay, what do I do next? We have a concierge in-house that works directly with the customers. That we have what we call a dashboard where customers can log in, see where their progress is at, see any communication from the concierge if there's documents that they need to sign off on and whatnot. So the program itself, you know, a person will say, well, I have no idea how to do this, and that's what we're looking for. We're going to take them through it, holding their hand the entire process.
All right, terrific. If you're just joining us, we're visiting with Ilya Bodner and Keith Lampe. They are from the Go Big Network, the website, of course, www.gobignetwork.com. And for the business credit, I have two websites, strongbusinesscredit.com or gobignetwork.com/business-credit. Do these basically lead to the same place, or are they different websites?
They are actually the same type of a concept. They're two different websites. One is geared more for the information loaded, that's strongbusinesscredit.com, and the other one is more of a marketing piece, and that's the one on gobignetwork.com/business-credit.
Okay, thanks for that, Ilya. And so the news here is that Go Big Network, aside from connecting and matching investors to entrepreneurs, you're now offering this a complete array of mentorship around building business credit. When it comes to building business credit, are there any benefits to building business credit that might surprise us when it comes to the matching work you do at Go Big Network, where you match investors to entrepreneurs?
Sure, and I'd like to jump in and answer that question. To step back a second and realize that for every entrepreneur and every small business owner, there is a very small fraction of investment available. In other words, for every investor, there are thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of ideas that are standing in line waiting to be funded. Because of these numbers, it's very difficult for the entrepreneur to land a deal or get a check large enough to take their idea to the next step, to the next level. So we thought it would be a great business, a great additional value to the customer, to our member, to help them walk through the process of securing financing, something a little bit more firm. So the surprise to the average entrepreneur, to the small business owner, is that through building business credit, you're actually able to get to that check, to that financing, to that end result, a lot quicker. It is not so fast that it happens overnight, but you can basically cut the time down from months, years, several years, to just a few months at the most. And the reason for that is because building business credit from the ground up is a very easily proven method. It's something that is proven time and time in different industries, and it's just like personal credit. You build it from the ground up. So often the example that we use for our customers is with personal credit, we all turn 18, we all get an apartment, then we get a car, then we get a utility bill, then we get a mortgage.
Right.
It kind of goes step by step. With business credit, it's the same thing. We teach people how to get their first apartment, get their first car payment, get their first utility bill, get their first Staples card, Home Depot card, get their first office bill, and build it up from there.
When it comes to investors and whether VC, angel, and they all may look at different things, is there a single highlight that they point to when they're evaluating an investment from your experience?
From our experience, if the amount is low enough that it's more of a financing amount rather than a VC, they look at the business stability. And just like anything else, they want to see the ability to pay back the amount that they're given.
In the case of a debt facility. Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to step on you there. Go ahead, please.
No, that's exactly it, in the case of a debt facility. And the company that they go to check on that is Dun & Bradstreet. They're very good at checking the payment history for a company and evaluating the credibility of that venture.
Okay, and on the VC side or the equity side, any insights about what they look for in the array of credit building qualifications?
On the VC side, the single surprising and kind of a constant factor that we found is that they look for an innovative company that can quickly get ahead and pay back the investment. That could be in a number of different industries. But for the most part, they look for a common sense put together business plan that will actually succeed.
Okay, so really more pointing to the innovation, the business plan, and the upside, higher risk kind of a profile, less so looking to the stability, the ability to repay, and I'm extrapolating here, but the Dun & Bradstreet might be less a factor in that case. Do I have that right, or am I overstating that?
That's exactly it.
All right.
Keith, do you have anything to put in as far as business plans and VCs? And
yeah, absolutely. And, kind of expounding on the last statement there about the Dun & Bradstreet being a little less important to an investor. I mean, investors are in the business to basically make money. I mean, they're going to look at the numbers, and if it makes sense to them, if it's a viable product, or, you know, they're going to be into a marketplace where they're going to be able to succeed, that's what they're looking for. I don't know that the investor is so much concerned with a person's either personal credit score or business credit score as they are as looking at the numbers and saying, okay, you know what, this is a viable business, viable product, and, we're going to be able to, they can see where they're going to make their money back. That's what they're concerned with.
Okay, terrific. The website again is www.gobignetwork.com/business-credit. I'm sure folks can just navigate to gobignetwork.com and find this, correct?
Absolutely. And I wanted to give out Keith's direct information so that they can contact Keith at any time.
Go ahead. Please.
The direct number to my office is 614-610-1392, no extension. Also, they can email me at klampe, L-A-M-P-E, at gobignetwork.com.
Excellent. Ilya Bodner, Keith Lampe, thanks so much for joining us on Go Big Network Radio. Thanks for joining us on the program.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.